Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us on this. It's still beautiful Thursday morning. It's a little overcast, but it's cool. It's cool. It's Florida, so that makes it wonderful. So, you know, I get these pet peeves every now and then. So thank you for bearing with me. I got somebody that's supposed to help me out here. But, well, we got to go ahead and introduce Miss Kathy Booker. Welcome back, Kathy. How are you today?
Oh, well, wonderful, wonderful. How are you, Miss G?
I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. And I'm going to just trust in that. But I get these things that stick in my craw, and I need your help, Kathy. So I'm standing in one of the familiar grocery stores here in Florida where shopping is a pleasure. Anyway, and I'm looking at different things, you know, just trying to get some ideas for various things. But anyway, so I'm standing in this one area, and I'm looking at this box, and it has Frozen on it. And, of course, it's not Frozen. It's a cereal box. It has, you know, Elsa and Anna and, you know, the characters from the movie. They also have some Frozen string cheese. And then there's a bunch of different Frozen items, and I am like, ugh. And I love the movies, don't get me wrong, but my thing is, when did we, as a people, as children of God, for those that are children of God, we're all supposed to be children of God. Some of y'all don't want to claim them, but, you know, he's there if you want them. But anyway, when did we become so gullible, so desperate? So, undisciplined, that's another word I guess I would say, where we feel like, you know, we've got to get this stuff for our kids, that the manufacturers and the advertising agents feel that we are just suckers for this stuff, that we've got to have it at the risk of our finances and our health and all that type of stuff. I mean, I just wonder about that, you know, in terms of when, you know, what is it that makes you think, and I know some parents will do it because their kids will be, it's down, and that's the thing, it's down at eye level for the kids. It wasn't up on a high shelf. I happen to look down and see it. So we know who they're targeting. And, you know, so, I mean, and the kids are going to pay for it, and, you know, and the parents, just to get the kids to stop crying, stop whining, stop throwing tantrums, whatever, are going to get it for them. And I'm like, why, you know, when did we become these people that just to not hear the noise, or you know, that we say, we go ahead and get the stuff, or just we don't know, we don't have, I guess, the capabilities or the, you know, or the strength or whatever it takes to, you know, stand your ground and say, no, you can't have that stuff. Or at least say, well, let me look into it, and then I'll see if I get it for you. Because aren't you supposed to be the parent? Aren't you supposed to, you know, protect kids from junk, unnecessary, protect your kids from harm? Like, all that really string cheese. I don't know. I'm just curious. I always lost control like this.
Well, you know, it's always hard when you feel like you have given in to the marketing of today's sponsors for whatever corporation, for whatever product they want to put out there. It's always interesting how we would, it's like the Black Friday thing, how much they made and Cyber Monday. And I was going, is this the what we're doing now? We're trying to get bargains in order to give to people, and we know that the biggest gift, the greatest gift you can give anyone is your time. So I just was wondering how, you know, just like you said, frozen. If they see it, that doesn't mean that it's any different than it was if it was in a regular package for that company, whether it's cereal, cheese, whatever it is, it still means that it would be the same product. So doing that, if you're going to feed into, you know, you as a parent, first of all, parents feed into it. Mm. Their kids sometimes don't even have to ask. And they are there shopping by themselves, and they are picking all of this stuff out. Now, whether they would get that cereal normally or the string cheese normally as a part of the produce that they have for their kids to have anyway, we don't know. But it is interesting how commercial and how we hear it on our radios and the internet and how much it's pushed and boosted this time of year, especially for, and it seems like it started October 1st this year. Before we could even get out of October, we were already in Christmas. And I was going, well, what happened to Thanksgiving? So I don't know if it's being gullible. I just think that we have been trained we would train our dogs, or we would do training for anyone, for them to buy into what we think that the American public will need, their children or families. So all of this is not unusual. We have it every year this time. How they go about, you know, getting their items purchased has to do with how many times they can put that particular character out there that represents, you know, because if you get string cheese with Elsa and Anna, then you know it tastes better, right? Because you can go to the school and people are talking about the characters as opposed to how good the cheese is or is not.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, it'll make my kid happy, but it may make my kid sick. That's what, you know, my thinking is that, do you think about that when you're deciding to go ahead and get this stuff? Do you actually read the label? And see, I've gotten older, you know, I kind of did it anyway, but definitely since I've gotten older, I do read more labels. And so I'm looking at, you know, what's the first ingredient? Because, you know, supposedly the ingredients go in the order of the content. So if there's a lot of salt or a lot of sugar, that's the first thing in there. Are you looking at, you know, is sugar the first thing in that, or is salt the first thing? And are you looking at grams and everything? Do you know what's safe? I mean, and, you know, it may just be that you have to take some time before you agree to doing it. And, you know, and kids don't have the biggest attention span. So by the time you've decided, you know, I mean, they're going to maybe, if you tell them, I'll take a look at it. Look at it. Now, some of them, if they want it that bad, they'll remember and they'll come back.
That's right.
Some of them, yeah, if they want it that bad, they'll remember and they'll come back and ask you about it again. But you've had some time to see whether or not it's something that they really want, or it's something that just because it, you know, the color looks good and the lettering looks nice and the characters are appealing and all that type of stuff. If it's just something that, you know, and also too, remember, you don't go shopping when you're hungry. Same with your kids. Don't take them shopping when they're hungry. You know, if it's something that's just going to satisfy them for the moment. So that's the thing. You have to kind of weigh it, because if you give it a while, if they really want it, they'll come back. And if they don't really want it, they'll go on to something else. And you've saved yourself some money, some real grief, you know, possibly some health issues. You know, that's the way I look at it. So,
especially with high sugar content, I think that's where parents really have to look at it. I mean, it's nice to be able to read the box and look at who's on the box and, you know, whatever else they may have on the box to intrigue you to, you know, purchase that particular cereal. But it's very important for us to know, like you said, what we're feeding kids, so that we know that nutritionally they're getting what they need, especially when you look at breakfast before they go to school. That's most important. Unless they put it in their lunch for them to snack on.
Yeah. You know, it sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, really, you got to be the adult.
You do. But if you look at that, then you could look across the board. If I see one more insurance commercial, we were inundated with commercials. I mean, it seemed like every 5 minutes. So you really couldn't enjoy watching whatever you would watch on TV, because you had to look at 5 or 6 commercials before about insurance before, you know, the whatever you were looking at would come back. And I was going, this is incredible. Totally incredible that you would have to take up, I mean, I don't know how much money they must have spent just getting advertisement out about, you know, buying insurance, making sure you get your insurance this year before, you know, the deadline. How you get to the point where you've had enough of whatever you're seeing, it's enough.
The thing with insurance is, like, they're having to do so much of this advertising now because they're not really selling you a good product. Okay?
That way, doesn't it?
They're not selling you a good product. And there are alternatives now. And there's so many insurance companies out there. And, like, you know, so, I mean, have you noticed how many different ways that, well, maybe I shouldn't even say the names of the insurance companies because I'm not trying to give them any advertising, but there's a couple of them out there that have more than one different type of commercial. One has, let's say, an animal and a man. I'll just put it that way. One has, and that same company also has another man that is, well, it's acting a little stupid. I'll just put it that way. Then there's another company that has this person that we all know that gets mistaken for, let's say, a maid or a nurse or whatever, and some other things. And then they've also taken that same company, has taken a spoof of an old cult movie and made it into a commercial. So anyway, but the thing is, where's the product in all of this? What is the benefit? You know, I love commercials. I mean, my mom used to say I liked commercials better than I liked the actual programming, you know. But commercials are creative. There's smart people behind those commercials, and it takes them because they have to catch your attention in anywhere from 10 to 30 seconds and maybe more now,
because they have infomercials.
But Why are we so gullible? I mean, and we do this with important stuff too, Kathy, like campaigns that are coming out.
Well,
we do this, you know, in terms of who we're going to elect. We look at, well, I didn't see your poster. I didn't see your commercial. I didn't see you You know, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute. That person is more than just that a commercial or a poster. Are you really looking into the person that you're putting into office?
Well, let me tell you, the commercials that I think that are just awesome are the ones that Publix that talk about family and Walmart and how they are, you know, intriguing you through, you get through this big old, it's like a video series of this particular situation with families, and then it ends up with Publix. And I'm going, well, I would not even know that that was a commercial about a grocery store until I got to the end of it. In the same way, so they even have gotten more sophisticated in how they gain your attention, because it would appear that maybe a series is coming on, but it's really a commercial. And I said, okay, that's pretty nice. So whoever is are putting those particular commercials together that will make people go, oh, you know. So my next trip, I'm gonna make sure I go to Publix. And not consciously, they may say that, but subconsciously, they would actually probably go to the store more than they would normally do.
You're absolutely right.
They're looking for fuzzy.
And the bad part about it for me, I can't get mad because with them. But the thing is, Publix is not a one issue type of deal. The thing that there are things that I have issues with that store too. But the thing is, for the most part, if you look at their commercials, they're promoting family values.
Exactly.
And I have a problem getting mad with Publix too, because they close on the holidays, so your employees
exactly.
at least get Christmas
so
off.
Exactly.
So. But
I have
my issues with them too, but
it's just marketing.
What's that?
It's just marketing.
Yeah.
If you believe hype, you probably are going to consume the hype.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to take a quick break here with Kathy Booker. She is trying to get me straight and calm my agitation over us being so weak and gullible and undisciplined. And this is G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the yard with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today here with licensed mental health counselor Kathy Booker, because I needed her this morning to help get me straight. I guess I know we're in a different day and age, and I'm starting to sound like the old folks, the older folks that used to say, people these days and children these days, and you know, we used to do this, that, and the other. But I am kind of that mindset right now, because I know I loved my mother. I loved her. We had a somewhat strained relationship at times, but I loved her. But and rest in peace, Jesse Lemay Wallace Demps. I'm just going to throw that out there. But she was like channeling God for me. Okay, because if she said no, and if I came back to her about something, it was like, you know, I only maybe disputed her, you know, once about something, and then, she would either have that look or she would have that tone, and that was it. You weren't going any further with it. So, and that's why I say, you know, what is it with the parents these days and just not stepping up, I guess, in a way, or not maybe not knowing how, or being too afraid, or not understanding their roles. Kathy? Uh-oh. Kathy? I think I might have lost her. All right. Anyway, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. I brought up the subject about why is it that we are gullible, weak, undisciplined when it comes to what's out there being, you know, put in our faces, advertising and whatnot, that may or may not necessarily be good for it, but we consume and we assume it's okay without checking, without taking a second look. We even do this with important decisions. You know, being a realtor, I see this with home buyers a lot. It's like, it may be cheaper, let's say, if you don't get a home inspection. But then at the same time, if you don't get the home inspection now, you may pay for that later. You know, so that's what we want to find out. What is it that makes us so gullible, that makes us weak, that makes us just do stuff kind of without hesitation and thinking that whatever someone's pitching us is good for us, is the right thing? So if you have a question, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. In the second half hour, for those of you that will be staying with us, we're going to talk a little bit. We were going to have Zephaniah Lawrence. She's going to probably come on tomorrow, but and she was supposed to be on today. But instead, we're going to talk to Chad Murray at noon. He's going to talk about a book that he's written about credit. And I know it's like not the thing you want to talk about this time of year, you know, and it's kind of hard to keep our credit in check this time of year. But it's important, and he's going to talk a little bit about that at noon, so stay with us then. So anyway, like I said, the number is 516-387-1944. What is it that you find yourself having a weakness for? And if you're a parent, what is it that, why is it so hard to kind of take that breath and, you know, wait when a child asks you for something and make the decision and make sure that it's the right thing overall for you and your child? Anyway, we're going to take a little look also right now at the LinkedIn Daily Rundown because I check it every now and then when I'm kind of in a rush and just try to get caught up a little bit. There's also a new report out about the FAA who knew the risk of the Boeing 737 MAX jet. If you all aren't aware, they had some concerns and the FAA apparently, according to this report, they allowed the jets to keep flying despite, you know, discovering and concluding that the plane might average one fatal crash every 2 to 3 years without a redesign. And this is according to a recent report. So I will be posting this on the LinkedIn Daily Rundown for you guys. I mean, on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, because that's another thing we get sold on, the ease and, you know, the convenience of flying. But we've got to take better care of ourselves in terms of looking out for what it is that we do, how we do it, all of that. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. The number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Call dropped, I guess, or I'm not sure exactly what happened. Kathy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Okay, good.
I don't know what it was.
I don't either, because I'm just talking. I thought maybe your call had dropped.
They were mad.
Yes.
But talking about them, that's what it was.
Yes. Well, they can be mad all they want, but I'm here to try to do what I think God is telling me to do and telling me to tell y'all. You got to take better care of yourself. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, the devil does work. We know that, you know. But.
Exactly.
But
yeah,
we got to keep working harder.
Yeah, they have that freedom of speech commercial that's been on lately. I went, okay, what's going on now? Goodness. You can't even, you got to pay for TV to watch it, even though I don't pay. I've, you know, got the antenna TV, but, oh, my goodness, it's just ridiculous. I can't.
Yeah.
I want to say to you about the thing about parents. One of the things about going to any store, it's according to whether that particular event was planned. I think when parents plan and they're taking their kids shopping, they may have planned to not, you know, just go in there, just look around, because some parents just, you know, want to see what their kids are interested in and then purchase it at another time. But the many times probably that you don't plan and talk to your children about what this shopping event is going to be about, I think that's what we have. Parents maybe doing impulsive buying or buying just for the fact of quieting them up for that moment. But I agree with you. No is no, regardless of, you know, whether you want to. And usually I find when kids are temperamental, it's usually because they're tired and they just want to go home. They probably really didn't want to come out shopping anyway. And so they're trying to get some gratification out of this trip I don't want to go on or be on anyway. And so I think that's where you find some of the temperamental children just, you know, it's like, I didn't want to come here in the first place. And now, you know, I see something I like and you won't buy it. But, you know, you could have left me home and, you know.
Well,
people may not be saying that.
Well, unfortunately, and I probably shouldn't say this because I'm going to make some men mad too, but we got men like that too. I'm sorry. We got men. Women go shopping and men sit in the chairs in the hall and just watch the people go by. They don't care what you're doing, you know. So, I mean, they're not setting the best example either as an adult. Sorry, but that's true. You know what I'm talking about. You know, a cluster of them just sitting there, you know.
If they're looking out with the wife and the kids for shopping, Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, you all could figure out how to do, but some people want to have a person in on every set to make sure, you know, we're both making this decision together. Well, if it's not going to be fun for the kids or the spouse, whether it's a man or a woman, then, you know, agree to what the time is that you're going to spend doing this. And then if it's longer than what you had planned, then say, well, why don't you go, you know, because they have so much available in these malls now other than just the places you can go and eat. They, you know, have little things for kids to do. Why?
Right.
So I think when it's planned, it comes out a whole lot better, and then you're not apt to do spontaneous kind of buying or impulse buying.
Right.
When you have a child who just may be tired and just want to go home, or, you know, didn't want to come in the first place, and so now they're, you know, having to figure out how they can get their attention, your attention, and so the cereal may be a combat zone. Okay, instead of
this is where you have
to read the label and see if this is something that you really can eat, because if it has a lot of sugar, as your parent, I really would not want you to eat this particular cereal. We can choose another cereal. So I think it's all important that the event is planned, or if it, you know, is done on the way home from picking them up at school, or, you know, you just out riding around and came from the soccer game or whatever activity the kid was in, and then, you know, you stop and get those kind of things. And so
or just do the thing where, okay, you know, you make the notes as you go, as you're shopping, and then you tell the child at the beginning, and then you come back to it at the end. It's like, okay, I'll get you one thing, before we leave.
Exactly.
And then if you're making the notes as you go, then you just come back and say, okay, you said you like this, 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 and this. Which one do you want? Because I told you I would get one thing.
One thing.
You know.
Exactly.
But, but you have to be smart. You have to outsmart the child. You do. You cannot be outplayed by your child.
And you have to set boundaries even for yourself. If you have to set them for yourself, you know you have to set them for your children.
Right. And they're watching. They are watching, too. I know my mom used to call me Old Big Eyes because she said I was always watching. But yeah, I mean, they are very observant, and you think they are not observant. They may come back with you a week later with some conversation about, well, you know, why did you do this, you know? And you're like, what? It's like, well, when you were in this store and you were, you know, doing this, why did you do this? You got to keep track of your actions just as well as they are, if not even more so.
Yes,
because they will come back. Yeah,
very much so.
Yeah,
they're like little sponges. They're at every opportunity they're sucking up information, and whether you like for them to listen or not, they still are listening. Even when you are fussing at them and think they're not listening, they're listening.
Right, and that's why you have to engage in conversation with them. You have to keep them engaged. And you know, I mean, you know, sometimes you can be friendly and cheerful with them, and then other times you do have to have semi-adult conversations with them, because that's how they learn. And like I said, that's why when you have to teach your children too as they're growing up, so that they don't you can't assume that when they're an adult they're going to know everything. Or, you know, that's the time to teach them when they become an adult, because they are already kind of somewhat formulated. So you teach your child, and it's a learning process maybe for both of you to read the labels on, you know, the cereal or the cheese or whatever it is, you know, and say, you know, well, you know, do you, you know, this says this has this many grams of sugar. Do you know what the daily amount of grams of sugar are? Yes, no, well, you know. The daily grams of sugar are this, and you know, and you make it a learning experience, and take the time out maybe before or after. Say, okay, when we look for cereal, or when we look for cheese, or when we look for candy, or when we look for something to drink, juice or whatever, you know, it can't be any more than this amount of grams, and make it a learning experience for them, you know.
Exactly.
So when they go to the store, you know, and they grab the juice, and I'm like, well, I want this one. Well, how many grams of sugar does it have? And what did we say before we left? So no,
exactly.
That one won't work, or yes, that one will work. But you
exactly.
have to. You can't be a dumb parent.
not nowadays. You can't.
No, not ever. Not ever. It's a job. It is a job, and you
is.
Have to be up to it. You know. So.
And it's a pleasant job. A very pleasant job. Because
yeah.
Who else would be able to help your kid be the adult that they need to be? But
mm-hmm.
you. So you want them to be the best adult they can be. You
exactly.
know,
exactly.
Parenting is always interesting. I tell you what,
yeah.
to change the subject real quick and to help maybe your listeners, the,
okay.
the electric shopping carts for the people who are limited in ambulatory to shop. Apparently, some people don't understand the use of those shopping carts, because people who definitely are able to walk around well will use the carts and not thinking or being mindful that they're elderly or disabled people who need to use that. And then they won't, after using it, they won't even take the cart back and plug it in to make sure it could be useful for someone else. So I just ask the audience, would you please just consider that there are people out there that really, really need the cart, and they're out there for the convenience of the people who are disabled or elderly to use the cart.
I'm glad you brought that up, and it's getting me to segue into something else that is probably going to be unpopular, but I'm just going to say it. Please, parents, and I love y'all, I do, y'all got a task like no other, but do not use your stroller as a weapon of getting through the crowd and chopping off ankles and whatnot, you know. And remember that your child is in that stroller. Unless some of you all don't have children in a stroller, then just you know, you're gonna get caught one way or the other. So, but just remember, you have precious cargo in the stroller. You know, plan it out, like Kathy said. Take your time, and don't use it to run other people over that are trying to get through the crowd just like you. So,
or get off your phones and shop. Because I have seen people talking to it the whole time. The kids, you know, the kids are with you. You're on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any accident can happen to your child. Or,
right.
Like I said, it's easy to run into other people when you're not paying attention. So
mm-hmm.
pay attention. Put the phone down. And wait
yeah.
until you get in your car to use your phone, and hands-free at that, because there are so many distracted drivers out here, and I
mm-hmm.
get more afraid when I see people on their phones with their kids in the car with them. And I'm going,
oh, yeah.
You know, and I don't know if you've, you know, ridden anywhere with kids for any amount of time, but I know at that, whenever you have a kid in your car or kids in your car, you have to
mm-hmm.
always be aware of what's going on with them as well as the traffic. So you're going to be distracted enough just with the kids there. And now you're going to add the cell phone to it too? Come
yeah.
on, guys. You know, we have to be more aware that it's not that, there is no call that important. I always put it to individuals like this. It's that you're going to lose $1 million. Okay, pull over, get your $1 million. But if there's no call that ever could you know, bring you financial enhancement, then those people can wait, because it's more important for you to look at where you're going and keep yourself and your kids safe.
Right. And not just the kids. I mean, and to be honest, Kathy, I'm going to confess right now, I am so guilty. And I'm guilty to the point where I'm actually considering, if I ever get wealthy enough, I'm going to get a driver. Okay. because I'm like always feeling like, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. And the thing about it is, and my husband calls me on this every now and then, he's like, you don't love me. I'm like, yes, I do. Yeah, but you got, because it's not just the kids. It's people that you love. And it's not just the people that you love. It's the other people out there. You're given a license, because that means you're responsible for how you behave on the road.
Exactly.
And I am guilty. I am guilty. But I'm guilty to the point where I am seriously considering, because I'm like, I'm just supposed to sit here and drive. I'm just supposed to sit here and look at these crazy people. and the person, and you know, having to be on guard, you know, with the person that passes me on the right in across a major intersection to get in front of me. I had that happen before too. And it's like, what? There's no lane there. There's nothing there. But I have to take responsibility. We all have to take that responsibility, because that's why we're given a license. It's not a privilege. You took a test. You have to follow the rules. And there's some people out there that
it's not right. It is a privilege, and so that's a privilege that can be taken from you, just like
exactly.
Your parents would do if they found that you took the car somewhere that they didn't want it to be.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. So we've got to be more careful, especially this time of year, but not just especially this time of year. Always, we have to be more careful, because it's about what you do with human lives. And that brings me to another subject, too, that's related. When you all are doing this holiday partying out there, get someone to drive for you.
Exactly.
Take turns. Maybe you don't drink and drive ever. And if you think that you might be drinking and think you might be a little inebriated, or it's going to be very late at night and you don't think that you're going to be able to see the road clearly or whatever, you know, have somebody to drive for you.
Doesn't Lynx and Uber and Lyft offer free rides during the holidays if you are a little bit more over the top than you're supposed to be?
Well, I think AAA does some type of service, and I can't speak to Uber and Lyft. And part of that is because I'm not as familiar with Uber and Lyft as I should be. And to be honest, there's a part of me that is a little wary of Uber and Lyft for various reasons. I've talked to my husband about this. I just have not been able to bring myself to a comfort level to use Uber or Lyft. But I know there are a lot of people out there that use them and don't have a problem, and that's good. So, and if that service is going to be better for you than you getting on the road, you're not even just inebriated, but maybe just too tired.
Yeah.
Sometimes you may just be too tired. And I have gotten on the road like that. What's
we
that?
We still have traditional taxi service, you know.
Right.
I don't know what the difference in the fare is, but I would think that, you know, a company has to be more responsible for screening their drivers and who have
right.
a tradition of history of, you know, making sure people get where they need to get safely, you know, so we still do have the traditional taxi here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my thing is, if you're going to have a party, or, you know, you're going to be at a party, let's say that, you know, you might be drinking a little bit too much, or it might be too late and you get tired or whatever, I would say host a slumber party. I know it's like a kid thing, you think, but, you know, host an adult slumber party. So that way you make sure that your guests, you don't have to have a big party. If you have a party, they'll have a slumber party. and let people chill and relax, go to sleep, wake up when they're sober, and be able and get on the road, and you don't have to worry about it, and you're not responsible if something happens to them. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Kathy Booker. This is G's Power Hour. Never had it so good entertainment. If you have questions for Kathy, the number's 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Dimp Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Good afternoon. We're here with Kathy Booker. Talking about, taking a little bit more responsibility for our actions. I guess we can put it that way, because we segued into so many different subjects. Anyway, and if you want to join the conversation, the number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. So, anyway, Kathy, so what's the solution, basically? Or not, like I said, it's not just parents, you know, it's all of us having to take a more thoughtful role in how we behave, not just this time of year, but we seem to want to just do things always spur of the moment, fly off the cuff, and just go with it. And that's good. I think there's a time and place for that. But
exactly.
Then also there's consequences to be suffered if you don't pick and choose when that time is. Is that not correct?
Well, I think one of the things we have to be conscious of is gauging where our mood, or like our parents used to say, where's your attitude at? Check your attitude. If you are having an irritable day, recognize that and allow yourself or give yourself permission. What are you going to do to complete, because some of us, if we don't get it done today, then, it can never be done. Well, we have to look at that a second look and say, if I'm irritable today, I know when I go out in traffic, it's not going to be good. Or if I go to pick up the kids, maybe I need to bring them home before I go to the grocery store so that you won't irritate yourself even beyond your own consciousness of being considerate, making sure that you're being mindful of the people around you as well, because, we all ain't 100% every day. But if I'm aware that this is just emotionally, mentally, you may even be physically tired, and if you have the triple three all going on at one time, maybe it might not be a good idea to go shopping nowhere, but just to come home and make do with what you have at home until you feel better, or either invite someone to come and go shopping with you so that then your focus can, be on what you need to do to shop while somebody else is watching the kids, whether that's your spouse or boyfriend or significant other. You need probably, because sometimes we need help to remain in a state of effective emotion, because a lot of times just the run of the day can get to you. So we have to be real conscious and careful I know people talk a lot about, you know, things that are seasonal. And so this is the kind of season that we have to be more mindful of others and be more careful, conscious, mindful that it ain't about us. You know, there are other people around us. And if we can be remain courteous and have the and cordial, I didn't say, you know, anybody has to like or smile or anything and if anybody's safe. But we have to learn that, you know, even no matter what you're going through, there may be somebody else going through worse than you are. And so I think if we, you know, while we're out and about during this time of year, just kind of remain conscious of yourself, folks, be aware. And then once you get in tune to yourself, then you can assign yourself tasks that will be not as exhausting or overwhelming.
Well, speaking of responsible people, you know, I just happened to come across this article, and I'm going to bring this up. So we, you know, are constantly striving to do better with our lives and stuff like that. And then we get into this position where we're doing better, and then we still mess it up, or let's say allegedly. And the reason I say that, because I came across this article that I just got an alert on about some NFL players. Ten former NFL players charged in an alleged health benefit scam worth over $3 million. And it's like, and these are indictments that were unsealed today, according to, this is a CNN report. They allegedly submitted fraudulent health care claims seeking to be reimbursed for expensive medical equipment that was never purchased, about $40,000 to $50,000 per claim. They said the equipment included hyperbaric oxygen chambers, ultrasound machines designed for a doctor's office to conduct women's health examinations, and electromagnetic therapy devices made for horses. Okay. Now, you know, like I said, this is just coming out, and these are alleged charges. But, you know, like I said, you know, it's not, we talk about kids and we talk about parents, but it's not just necessarily just that. And we think sometimes it's just the people that are struggling and trying to do better that get caught up in these type of things. But these people, football players, making more than a lot of the average people are making. And they're still not doing the right thing, you know.
Well, you know,
gullible, greedy, undisciplined.
Did you ever hear in your family a fool and his money is soon parted?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
You know, so if you have someone come up with a deal like that and you don't have the ability to know that this is something that you're going to get caught with, because that's a good get-caught game. What would be your decision-making to do it? And that's the crazy thing. Sometimes, Gretchen, people believe that if I can get away with it, and that's the dope that they use in order to make the decision to do something that they know have some significant consequences to it. I just want to see if I can get away with it. It's like, so you're ready for the consequences then. Well, I won't get consequences if I get away with it. So I don't know whose brainchild that was, or someone who started that whole mess, whoever brought it to those 10 individuals, and whether they did it individually or collectively, somebody in that group should have said, do you really think that we can do this? And if so, what happens, the what if? You've got to be able to say what if. And so now, you know, this is interesting. I wonder how they're going to pull this one off now.
Yeah.
You know, will they continue to play? Will they be suspended? Will they get jail time?
They said they were retired. They said former NFL players. So but the thing is that will they get their, let's say, retirement benefits suspended?
Exactly.
You know, what will happen to these players? I mean, or what is it that they weren't receiving benefits, or they weren't receiving the benefits that they thought they should have been receiving, and just trying to circumvent the system, or what was it? You know,
what would a football player want with an electrocardio machine? What would you want with that?
Well, what I wanted to know is, being that they're football players, what would they use the machine for? Women's health examination, and also the electromagnetic therapy devices for horses. How many of them have horses? I would like to know that. Interesting.
You say that they never got the equipment. They never have the equipment. They just put in that they were purchasing the equipment.
But that's what I'm saying, though. If you're ordering some of this stuff and then you don't have, let's say, a need for it, you're going to automatically be suspicious, don't you think?
Well, I would think if you're not a doctor or in the medical profession in itself, that's interesting how you would be able to put in a claim for that particular. So somebody must have had a false front for a medical practice in order for them to even do this.
It's kind of sad to see that happen, period. But especially if you are, you know, in the NFL, you know, your profile is more heightened than most other people. And then you've got younger people that are looking up to you and you know, looking at your behavior. And you know, you don't want to give, you know, credibility to someone like that or to that behavior.
Well, I think it must be a season that people are not able to have any integrity or be honest or be who they need to be in order that whoever it is in their family or in society can say, you know, that person is a dependable person. You can't depend on a person who's always scheming. You know, especially if they're scheming to be illegal. That's interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, not trying to put a damp on everybody's holiday, but we want you to just take a step. Yeah, be aware, take a step, breathe, think about what you're doing, you know, because you've got to be, you know, on your game, even if other people aren't, you know.
Exactly.
So it's about, a lot of times it's about preventative maintenance, you know, taking care of yourself and your loved ones, and not necessarily, you know, what everybody else is doing, because you can't control what everybody else is doing. You got to do the best you can do for you. But anyway, Kathy, thank you so much for taking the time out today. Really, really appreciate it. And have a blessed rest of the holiday. I mean, I don't know if I'll be speaking with you before Christmas, but if not, have, you know, an enjoyable Christmas and everything like that. Thanks for taking the time.
You do the same, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. And thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Have a blessed rest of your Thursday. Talk with you tomorrow, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.
best time of praise is when you open up your mouth. Come on. You gotta say something. Got us in trouble right here. These little interludes got us in trouble. Hey, where my old school at? Where my old school at? If you 37 and above, you old school.